Across Australia, you're tuned to ABC Grandstand.
As mentioned, big week coming up, Vietnam in Melbourne on Thursday, and then off to Muscat to take on Oman in the World Cup qualifiers for the Socceroos. 25 players headed to the Victorian capital for training under the watchful eyes of Graham Arnold, including Matt Ryan, Matt Leckie, Aaron Moy and Milos Deganek. He's just left his team in Serbia and looks headed for the MLS in the United States and will be a key to Australia's defence in our bid to make Qatar. Milos, great to have a chat to you on Summer Grandstand. How are you feeling back in Australia?
Hey guys, great to chat to you. Feel very good, obviously, being back here. Melbourne, obviously, maybe the sporting capital here in Australia. Obviously, now with the tennis here across the road from our hotel. Very exciting week ahead, very important week ahead for us. We need to get the 6 points to put us on track for the World Cup.
And what's this story's progression with your club contract? Have you sealed your trip to the States, or is that still to be decided?
I've terminated my contract with my old club in Serbia, where I was for a while. Decided to take on a new adventure at the moment. Still not decided where I'm going to head and what I'm going to do. There's a few things I'm speaking about and thinking about and at the moment, you know. But for now, to be honest, really, with you guys, I'm really focused just being here with the Socceroos, and after this, I'll probably decide where I'm going to head and what I'm going to do.
Okay. What's the week look like? Have you had a...
diplomatic answer.
No, that's okay. Oh, I will ask you, was there a personal desire for change?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it got to a stage where, you know, I've achieved everything in terms of that club. You know, won the league, won the cup, played the Champions League twice, Europa League twice, really achieved everything. You know, obviously proud of that. And I think, you know, doing something different, challenging myself again and going to new places where I've never been before will be something new, and it will be good for me and the family as well, and for football as well.
Okay. Milos, so what's Arnie got mapped out for you this week?
Obviously a few training sessions and the way to win on Thursday and then again on the Tuesday. That's what he's got mapped out for us.
Mm. How would you describe the process of qualifying so far? It was exceptional and then seemed to have a little bit of a hiccup of recent times, but how's the group reacted to all of that and then having some time apart and coming back together now?
I think groups react to it normally, as we all do in football. You know, you always have a little bit of a hiccup everywhere, whether it's club football or national team football. But obviously national team football is a bit more difficult because you don't see each other every day. You see each other every 2 or 3 months. We started well, then we got a couple of draws. But again, we're still on, everything's in our hands. We're still on the right track. We've got to get the 6 points in the next two games. And again, everything is in our hands. We've got 4 games. You win 4 games, you go to the World Cup. It's pretty simple and pretty easy. Apart from that, you know, basically, everyone's positive. Everyone knows what we have to do. No one's a bit down. Everyone's up. The energy's high. Everyone's happy, and we know what we have to do.
What about your excitement of playing in front of home fans, Milos?
Oh, I think that's what we've been missing the last 2 years due to COVID. Especially, you know, when you play in Australia, like we did in Sydney against Saudi Arabia, it was a great atmosphere, almost a full stadium. And here in Melbourne again, you know, where there's a lot of football culture and there's a lot of football fans here as well. So I hope everyone gets out and supports us and gives us that energy. And the 12th man means a lot to us. That can push us across and over the line and get us to do the job that we need to do.
As general sporting fans, we somewhat need you to educate us on just the different tactics that the countries in the Asian Confederation present. So give us a kind of a style guide to what we can expect from Vietnam on Thursday and then over in Oman afterwards.
Look, I think generally Vietnam will probably sit back in terms of defending. They'll probably wait for us and try to hit us on the counter as they did when we played them in Vietnam. They'll probably sit back, play with 4 or 5 at the back and generally defend for 90 minutes and let us play football and hope, they'll hope to hit us on a counter-attack. So we got to be aware and prepared for that. And then in Oman, in Muscat, you'd expect them to be really physical, really direct, obviously playing at home. I'm not sure if fans are allowed in the stadium, but, you know, it's obviously going to be a big game and a good game for both of us. And I expect them to come out and be physical and be very direct and play like they did against us in Qatar when we played them in the first game.
And, of course, you play at the back and that balance between defence and attack, always so much spoken about in all sport, but particularly in football. What's Graeme Arnold's philosophy about that, and how does it change from game to game?
Look, I don't think the philosophy changes. The philosophy stays the same. The principles, the game plans, they stay the same pretty much for every game. We're not a country that's going to come up against Brazil today and then we'll adapt to play against them one way, then play against a different country another way. So we have our own way. We have our own style of football, and that's the style of football we want to play, and we keep our principles the same. Obviously, the first line of attack is the goalkeeper. The first line of defence is the striker. In football, that's how it's looked at. And we all work together in the same direction. When we're defending, we all defend together. When we're attacking, we all attack together, because we're all one team, you know, and that we all want the same goal, and we want to achieve it. All of us want to achieve the same thing.
Milos, thanks for your time. Great to have you back in Australia. And I know the fans in Sydney really enjoyed the chance to see you in the flesh there. And it's Melbourne's turn on Thursday night. Hope you get a big roll up. I'm sure there'll be plenty of enthusiasm around the place. Looking forward to seeing what you can do against Vietnam this week.
Thank you. Thank you for the chat, guys. Great to be here. And hopefully we have a full stadium on Thursday night.